Yeah, so tonight is the, for this winter, the last year on Motor Shabbos. However, we shouldn't think that we finished Hilchos Kibud Av Aim, because we maybe just about have started it. However, it's doing more than Yomim Shabbos. So first, I want to go on to the Indian which they go in Sif Zayin. In Sif Zayin, steht also. Yeah, there's a Pasuk in the Torah. The Pasuk in the Torah says, in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Ish Imoi. Ish imoy v'oviv tiro. Steht ish. It's in singular. And then it says tiro'u in the plural. So Rashi. Tiro'u means the plural. So why does it say ish? So Rashi. So the Medrash is as ish imivov tiro'u is in the plural to tell us that the isho is mechuyeves b'kibud av aim like ish. Im kein lamo ne'mar ish. So why does it say ish? Malashach. If isho is chayeves also, so it shouldn't say ish. So the Tosfos Rashi answers, sho ish sipek b'yod elasis. A man is able, ish is able at all times to be mekayim mitzvos kibud av. Aval isho rishus acherim on her. An isho, a woman has got the rishus of other people on her. If she's married, she's mechuyeves mishabedes to her husband. And the meila, where kibud av would disturb or prevent her from seeing to her husband's needs, so she's not mechuyeves. So this is a pasuk in Chumash, Rashi. Zukta Mechaba, as the Mechaba says, in Sifi Zayin, Echad Ish ve'Echad Isho, Shovin b'kibud v'moiro shel av aim. They both got the equal chiv of kibud and moira. So we learned at the beginning of the series, this Matz Shabbos series, that the chiluk between kibud and moira, Abazim. So Isho is mechuyeves as well. Elo. The only thing is that she isho ain biyod alasos. She's not in her own rishus to do whatever she wants to do for her parents, because she mishubedes lebala. She's mishubedes. She's got obligations to her husband. Efichach hipaturo mikibud aveim. So as long as she's married, she's put her from the mitzvah kibud av aim. Vim nizgar sho, or nis almono, if she gets divorced or becomes an almona, chayeves. And for shteitzach beforehand, before she gets married, avada she's chayeves. Zok de shach, v'nire, dim ein bala machpid, chayeves, v'chol dova she'efsha, k'mayish, if her husband is not makpid. Nish makpid. Doesn't bother me. Yeah, look after your parents, and come to see to my things later. And nish makpid. Then she's chayeves, like ish, Chayeves, Pashas Min HaTorah. So it's not a Ptul. So being married is not in itself a Ptul, Pashas, Tosh Te Don Shach. It's a dispensation where she's Mechayeves and Mishabedes to her husband. But where the husband doesn't mind, it's not Makpid. It's not a problem. So when she's free, for instance, she goes to visit her parents, the husband's happy with her, you go visit your parents. The husband's got to let his wife visit his parents. The husband can't stop his wife visiting her parents. So when she's there, she's mechuyavas, she's there in her parents' home, she's mechuyavas all the dinner of kibbutz. But otherwise, she's not mechuyavas dinner of kibbutz. If she wants to call her parents to make a phone call, and she's busy preparing a meal for her husband, or anything like that, she's potter. She's potter.
Just forgot it's my welcome in the snow show. Just come back to me, Belzy.
Shit in Sefer Chassidim, that if the husband is a good person, then it would be a correct thing for him to encourage his wife to always see to her parents before him. Unless it's Mamash not Shaykh. But otherwise, it's Choshe that she should do what her parents want. Or what her husband, and what her husband wants, she should do. Yeah, if she knows the things she wants her husband wants. So Moshe, Hashem stood out in the Gemara in Soita, I think. Gemara in Soita. Yeah, there was a Meister. Just like that? Yeah. So the Gemara in Soita now. So there's an interesting Gemara. I'm telling you this Maaseh from the Gemara because I had the Maaseh coming out of this Gemara. So don't shake the Gemara say that a Yid from Bovel came to live in Eretz Yisrael. And he got married there. He got married in Eretz Yisrael. He married an Eretz Yisrael dikka. And whatever he asked her to do for him, she did what the meaning in Eretz Yisrael is for that word. Yeah. So, and it was all complete, all the wrong thing. Everything was wrong. It's a bit like a Dera Flogger. Everything she did was the wrong thing. So he said to her, go and get me Shnei Butzini. So Butzini in Bovel means... sorry? Pumpkins. No, that's Netzrol. Pumpkins, yeah. Two pumpkins. But she is Netzrol Dika. In Netzrol, Butzini means candles. So she went and bought him two candles. See, he was getting angrier by the day. Every day something else. So here he got angry with her. So he said, go and smash these candles on the doorstep. Bova, go and hit and smash these candles, al bova, on the doorstep. So she didn't know bova meant a doorstep. So she thought he meant to break them on the head of Bova ben Buta, who was a good ladar. So she dutifully went and smashed these. He was in the shit in the Gemara. He was in the middle of a din Torah. Bova ben Buta, the husband of Geisen. So she went in the middle of the din Torah. Can you imagine the ganze oilam rotten? And she went and took these two candles and smashed the two of them on Bova ben Buta's head. So Bova ben Buta, he didn't lose his cool. He said, "Why did you do that?" So she said, "My husband told me to." Ah, Zukta, because you listen to your husband, you should be zeicher to two sons like Bova ben Buta. Azoi hat er geämpft. Azoi tikuzup Bova ben Buta. So zeit chashivas, her wife does what her husband wants. Steht nicht in the Gemara whether she taka had two sons like Bova ben Buta. Steht nicht dort in the Gemara. Ich habe gerade gesagt, mein, das ist nicht Meister, ich wollte kein Meister, das ist ein Meister. Ich bin ein Gemahn in London. Ich lebte in London. He's French, also Frenchish. His wife was French, from France, from Paris. She wanted to live in Paris, and he wanted to live in London. So, no, what's this one? So, no, I'm sorry, I think it was the other way around. I'm sorry. She wanted to live, he was more French, that's right. She wanted to live in London and he wanted to live in Paris. So, what's this one? So I said to them, ask, send a letter to Agon, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, ask him. Bring him. So, he came back, an enemy letter. You know, Chaim, he's got a very tiny handwriting, very hard to read. And in a letter, he usually writes no more than about half a line. You've got to find out, you've got to look through the letter where that half a line is. And you couldn't see what such strong writing. So he answered half a line, that if she goes to live in Paris, like her husband wants, so she'll have two children, Kabova and Mebuta. So they went to live in Paris, and a year later they had twin boys. They got twin boys. I'm telling you, I'm saying, Ezehu isha kshiro, isha tzoyin ba'ala, is shteitnisht, that she's got to listen to everything he says. People think, people don't understand it, and the man, tainet, you've got to listen to me. Shteitnisht, azar azachin eggs, and she states in Rambam, what her husband is what has to treat his wife, doesn't say anywhere that she's got to insist that she listens to him, shteitnisht, and doesn't say anywhere that even in the chelik of the Rambam talks about what the wife has to do for the husband, doesn't she? She's got to listen to him. See, the Chazal say, "Ezo ishu ksheiro oisis ritzoin bala." I'm not sure if I said this at the shiur. I'm not sure. I don't think so. Where does this come from? Oisis ritzoin bala. It comes from Tonda Belio. Tonda Belio talks about the Maisa of Sisro, and Sisro was fighting Klal Yisrael, and he came and he took refuge in by Yoel, Eishes. She had a shaila here, what to do. Because on the one hand, Chevra Akeni had like a pact with with Sisro, with the Malach. Yeah. Oh, so therefore they were like allies. On the other hand, she knew that the Torah for Klal Yisrael, Torah for Klal Yisrael was that Sisro should be killed. So she had to weigh up what she should do here. Her husband wasn't there. So she weighed up and she decided, although her husband's has got an alliance, an alliance with Sisro of Amsalachi, she knew that her husband would have certainly given precedence to the Toiva from Klal Yisrael over that. So she figured that out, and that's what she did. What she did, she killed Sisro. So that's the pshat is from them that a woman's got to do shikla das. Is in a situation. What would the husband have wanted? Other save Sisro, other save Klal Yisrael. And she knew that her husband's rotzen would have been to save Klal Yisrael, so she killed Sisro. That pshat is a ishik shero. This is the same bala. Means she knows, has to figure out what her husband would have wanted that should happen. That's pshat is a ishik shero. This is the same bala. Not that you not. It's not made that memory to point at one's wife 7 times a day. Yeah, oisel tzimbalo, I need this, oisel tzimbalo, I need that, oisel tzimbalo, I need the other. Nish just a pshat. It's not talking about that at all. Shteit nish azazach. Shteit no, that she knows how to evaluate what her husband wants. Oh, I think this mic is gone again. Sure. Oh, Al-Kapolim, so this is... Oh, so, is...
She's got to figure out. Koshkin's got to listen.
Not necessarily. If she disagrees, she's entitled to disagree. She's entitled. If her husband says to do something and she disagrees for some reason, she's got a good reason, she's entitled to disagree. She's not a shifcha. Yeah? Is that a chiddush? Maybe a chiddush. Huh? It's not a true door, which we are. It's a bit late, so I will leave. Maybe I'll come back later. I'll just say Dosh. So there's no, in other words, he brings Taka here, he brings one to Paschim and Zubim differently. We say that the Isha and the Suo, married woman, is put off in Kibbidav. Full stop. But come out of Paschim help Nisha Zay. Now, I'll just add to you Nachash Tikkala, as in the Tosis, in Kiddushin, on that Shikkala Gemara. Says sheyesh reshus acherim oleho. Why? Because she's mechuyeves to provide masio deho, the income from what she earns or she does for her husband. Frey Tesis, that's only the rabbonon. Nish kan deraisa. That's only the. So how can this rabbonon take away from the chiyuv kibudam of deraisa? So Tesis mikol mukim. Eino metzuyo etzelam ovio el etzel bala. It's nothing to do with that. The fact is, once she's married, she's more by her husband, her husband's house, than her parents' house. So therefore, she's patura from the shivud. And that's rachten. What happens if she's metzuyo bebeisa, not beisa ovio, but her husband's not at home. But she's Mitzuyah there, she's got to look after the house, she's got to look after the children, she's got to look after... That's all part of what she's got to do for her husband. In Mela, she's there for Potter, and all these Matzum, she's Patula from the mitzvah of Kibbud Avim. Other, Kibbud Avim. Look at Nusra Mechaba is... Echad ish again, echad ish, vech de isho, shovin, be kibbut uve moirov shel aveim. It's emes, as we did in the Gemara, that's what Rashi says. But then he says, el sho isho, zot mechabe, el sho isho, ein biyodo lasois, shi mishubel se balo nefichach, hi paturo, mi kibbut aveim. Boy don't so. He starts off with kibbut and moira, and he finishes off the mechabe talking about moira, about kibbut, not moira. Because kibbut, She's got to do things for her parents, as kibbutav. We saw machiloi, mashkeyu, all these things. So if she's busy with her husband, she can't be busy with her parents. So she's potter from looking after her parents, because her first chiyuv is to her husband. Aber Moira, what's Moira? Moira's never a kumvasi. Moira's all sheval tase. She mustn't sit on the parents' place, she mustn't call them by their name, she got all the nyonim of Moira. Those things are not things that take time. They're negatives, not positives. They're not things you mustn't do. The Savada, she's in the sewer, doesn't make her put, and she can't call her parents by her first name. And she can't sit in their place, and she can't, and all that kind of things, and even stand up when they come in. If we would be makpid for parents properly nowadays, we'd be echazer, but hatm is moichel, as we're not menom. But in the Hilchus Moira, I'm not shy to say she's not b'chuyeves b'moira. Yeah, so this is not all possible. This is not station all possible. Yeah, so since he says that long as the husband is not makpid, the shach says the words as v'nira d'mein balo makpid chayeves. So if there's a suffolk, maybe she's got to assume that he's makpid. Or hakadafinian. If she knows what her husband's like, and she knows that he's easygoing and he doesn't mind, so that machan given one has to do ritzayin baala. This is ritzayin baala, and she's got to be mechaber to parents. So hakadafinian. That's my wife. That's my isha nesua. Yes, so later on in Sif Chuf Dalad, this is where we come to kibud of other people, not just Avim. So I just want to go to the Ramo first. The Mechava says, Chayev Odom Mechabed Chumiv. A person's Mechuyev to be Mechabed his Shve, who are the Shviga, as I said in the Paschim. I'll come back to it in a minute. Then the Ramon says, Yesh Oimrim, the Ein Odom Chayev, Bechvoid Avi Oviv. That a person is not Chayev in the covert of his father's father. Azoi, steht in Marik, says the in brackets here, Marik. Zuk the Ramon, the Einen Yireli. What's the raya? It's a raya from Rashi in Chumash. Rashi in Chumash states in Parshas Vayigash. Parshas Vayigash, when Yaakov Avinu started traveling, going from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. Steht hier aus Makhiv Kavonis. Und steht, dass hier aus Makhiv Kavonis lekei Oviv Yitzchak. Ja, steht hier schon. Sorry? What is it? Chamishi, yeah. Vayizbach Zvochim, oh. Vayisa Yisrael v'chal sheloi v'yove b'ir shava. Vayizbach Zvochim l'kei Oviv Yitzchok. Zuk Rashi. L'kei Oviv Yitzchok. Chayev Odom b'chvoid Oviv. Yoysa mi b'chvoid Zekenoi. State as Why? Because why does Yaakov say, why Farushtati brought his Machan Kavonas Lelike Oviv Yitzchak? Why didn't he say La voice of Avraham of Yitzchak? So it could be Zchai, what the Mechoid of Yosem Mechoid Zakenoi. A Fichach Tolo Yitzchak, believe Avraham. Aber the Emes, he's Chayev, and here, there's eight Nachazach, we Mechab de Bemoisei. What it should have said is Acha Moiser, Avraham Avinu wasn't alive anymore. And so Gdashtein, Avosov, Avraham and Yitzchak. Aber Baalt is a bigger Chayev to be Mechabed one's father than one's grandfather. Is steht now over Yitzchak, over the chief of grandfather as well. The Marik and others want to bring a raya from here that there's no chief of grandfather at all. Oh, so punkt verkehrt. So I'm not going to go into that now because this is a huge Indian, a big Indian. To say to some to read of them. Aber Kapolim says the halacha is as I zukt so the Rambam paskens here like this. He brings the shit of the Marik who says there's no chief for grandfather. Aber he says we're in Italy. Elo the chaya bechvoid oviv yesu bechvoid avi oviv. And for grandfathers do achiv. Remster Rabbi Kivega, the Bekant Rabbi Kivega says that a grandfather is chayev to teach Torah to his grandson. Yeah, was? Ben benoy, yeah. Shit a poskin the Torah, yeah? Vedatam levanecho vlevnei vanecho. So the chayra has got to do with the chiv kibbut as well. It goes backwards as well. The chayra. Aber a kapolim is do achiv. Aber you see from Sofka Sof, you see from Lashon of Rashi that not as much. Chayev bechvoid oviv yeser mechvoid avi oviv. So the pasuk can say the moshul bechvoid oviv, if a person is has got the option now to do, he's got a chiv kvoid oviv, or another mitzvah, he should do kvoid oviv. And for a grandfather, afshanisht. So come and put the halachas in them. So, daf missen, as though a chilek between oviv and avi oviv. And what about an elter zeda? Yeah, great grandfather, but some nowadays these are childers. Yeah, so, what about a great grandfather? Or great grandfather. Yeah. So for great grandfather, it's all shit in him, like everything. Yes, it's all shit in him. Zicha less. For a great grandfather, yeah, is mistaba. Because for them, says if a great grandfather, yeah, that's the fourth door, yeah. Great grandfather. Sedo a machaber in Chosh Mishal Chuches Edus, the machaber held that a great grandfather and a great grandson are ksherim leedus elazeh. Aviyashoyimrim ad mizmachmer in dem. Of a great grandfather, hakol meidim. It's not kosher leedus. So kenzayin, there's no relationship anymore. If there's no relationship anymore. Can sein, weil sie noch hier kippen euch nicht. Ich vergesse, als Rav Eliashiv sich in Ruhe gehabt, his first great grandson. Ja, was er gesagt, Masel versucht, das hat nicht mit mir, ne? Kostet Edis. Ja. Interessante Sache. Ja. So, das geht ja rein in die Scheides. Ja, hat auch schon die Scheides, darf ich fragen. So with grandparents, what do they do? Bemis, yeah, Rabbi Kivega said, oh, a sachrid of them. Mr. Kansaiti starts around again. He'll do a Jewish for Siakov. One second. Yeah. Depends, yeah, you're right, it depends what age. Oh, this state by Chumiv, yeah. State Chayev Odom Bechavid Chumiv. A person's Bechuyiv to Mechavid Shve. As was? Was? Kest? Oh. I've told you about Kest, so it can be dangerous, yeah? You end up paying for it. Well, he listened to him. Didn't have to. Well, shit, that's a good team. Zukte Schach, Kosovabach, Heinrich Somchu, Bemiktsas, Le Kibbutz, Rechaev, Le Chabdoi, Kemosha, Zakenim, Chashuvim. In Chayodon, Chayodon, Rizal, Oshon, Kesha, Zakenim, Vachashuvim. Ja, so, Ibe is Choshev. So, Lavtak is Choshev. Azif is Choshev. Ook Sha, Zakenim. So, Zak, Kibbutz, Azif is Kenim. Aber not. Not on par with any kibud avim, as I can trace it over the shach. And we thought that there's a chinuch value in being mechaved them like a parent, because his children, a person's children, are mechuyu to mechaved the grandfather, like we just saw. So the grandfather, who's a father's shver, so if he's mechaved them only like shas kenim, and his children are mechuyu to mechaved them like. As we are saying, like Kibbutz came out, so and they're going to see why should we do different to our father? So there's a chinuch value in being mechaber the shver or shviger the same din, like a parent. So the children should learn by example. That's the chinuch is by example. So as they are aligned, we'll go in a union to be mechaber as we are shver, as we are like a parent. So that's so. So do as achiev. Do achiev to mechaber a grandparent. Not quite like a parent, but like a grandparent. Yet, what about an chumiv? So we've just not seen chumiv. Kshaz kenim. That means even though he's not a zokin, if he's a zokin, side side of mechaber not a zokin. Yet, what's about a brother, an older brother, an older sister? So we name Tutsi Choychet, a ganzer Machlekes in Paskim. Aber steht do, also in Shulchan Aruch steht, Chayev Odom bechvoid Oviv HaGodel. Ochiv HaGodel. A person's got to be mechabed, an older brother. Does it mean the oldest or an older? That means, is a chiyuv kibud of an older brother only if he's the oldest of the family? He always represents the family. He's mzukt. Got the chashivus in a bechoyr. I feel a lav dafka bechoyr. So the lotion is, ochiv agodel. So the achonim talk about this, but the Rav achonim halten, the maisa, without going too much into detail, Rav achonim halten that it refers to any older sibling. Older brother and older sister, or an older sister. Nishkanafkin, whether the oldest of the family or not. A brother or sister's older, so one has to be noig, dacher to them. So, Bjorn Snavishitz complains in the Sefer in Yazavash, and nowadays, Shinjuk dacherets. And one doesn't speak respectfully to an older brother, older sister, don't treat them. Don't say you can't say the name. That hasn't got the same din as a parent of a. To show their heritage to an older sibling. That's a wichtige Sache. And he complains in his days that the norms of their heritage have been eroded. Yeah, I'm not sure what he would say nowadays. Yeah, I told you, in one of the conventions in America, Chutzpah Yaskei is a simon that of Ikvus and Mashiach, I can't understand why Mashiach hasn't come yet. So he schreibt, Yad Rama, which is what, 700 years ago? It's probably something like that. More. I don't know, probably 700 years ago. What would he say today? You couldn't even imagine the matzah of today. No. Oh. Aval Kaponim. So chai vodam bechvoid ochi vagodlu ben shiochi meoviv ben shiochi meimoy nishkenaf kuna. Even if the younger brother is a gudel bat tam tochum gudel bat toya, he's got to give respect to his eldest brother. Azoy zukt to remo, if it's remo. In Luchtim zoekt de Mechava, nog Halocha, dat if a father wants to do something for his son, serve him, is a son allowed to be Mechavel, that service? You have a son, the father is not a Chochem, but he wants to be Mechavel, his son. He wants to serve him a tea, he wants to do him a favor, he wants to go message for him, take something to the letterbox for him, she knows Zachan Azri. This is muta lekabel mimenu. It's muta to mekabel that service from one's father or mother. Aleim keno av ben Torah. Unless the father is ben Torah, that's a Gemara. The Gemara stayed often as one of the Amiroim. His father wanted to serve him, his mother as well. So this Amiroim's Rebbe said to him, Rabbi Yechon, I think, from your mother be mekabel. Not from your father. Why? Because your father is a ben Torah. It says ben Torah. It doesn't say he's got a gold about Torah. It doesn't say he's a massive town chochem. Push a ben Torah. I mentioned it's in that. So even though he does it for you, but maybe he feels a bit so affarible. Yeah, sokosach. Ben zatata and chkanan. So for that affarible, you shouldn't accept it from your father. From your mother, yeah. As I state, I'm going to mass with chaznish. Chaznish put together. Imagine a room, Chaznish, the stipend of Chaim Kanievsky, all in one room. Yeah. So Chaim, it's about time to have something to eat. So the stipler brought him something to eat. His father, the stipler, brought from Chaim something to eat. So Chaznish said to him, "Don't even cover it." He said, "Father, your father's a ben Torah. Huh? It's more than a ben Torah. I go a ben Torah. Chol apochus. You mustn't even cover it because she don't shechanuch. Your father's a ben Torah. Zayin shemkabel." Yeah. So we don't think about these things at all. Yeah, we don't think. Moshe, I've mentioned this before. Again, you're sitting at the table. Tata, can you please pass me the salt? Please pass me a paper hanky. Oh, you're going to the post. Please take a letter for me. You're going shopping. Would you mind buying me a packet of whatever? If he offers. That's one thing. That's what the Shulchan Aruch talking about. But to ask him, there's no hat to boil on to ask a parent to do you a service, however little it is. But people don't think about that. Say them. You don't think twice. That's why not? It's a mitzvah, and I'm being mazak and my father a mitzvah, and I'm from a cheshbon. Yeah. As I'm tarnished. The chore is lamazun at least a shal over the reiser, if not the reiser mamash. I was a shal over the reiser. So just after nothing game. There's not. Now many people speak to parents like to on the same level. A state of in full murder, kibbut and murder. Oh, that isn't. Enough. Ibn Chazan Chumash Rashi, Chumash without Rashi even. Yeah, Kabbalah is a Yichas Yivecha. The Vesel Vichel Vesimecho Agav, Chazal Darshan, from that, Esel Vichel Vesimecho, Esel Vichel, so we learn from there, steht on Shuchnoch also, steht in Sifchof Alef, that Chayev Odom Lechabed Eishes Oviv, Afa Pishayin Imoy. If a person's father has a second wife, or married again, after his. So even though it's not his mother, not your mother, but it's your father's wife, you've got to have covered for her. V'chayel l'chabed ba'al imoy. Must be m'chabed one's mother's husband, if she got married again. Kol zman she'ima k'emes, as long as the father or the mother are alive. Aval acha misa, after misa, einoy chayev. If your father, person's mother, is not alive anymore, then the chiv is not there, because all chiv is only covered. The father when he was alive. Umikol mokayim. The vahogun lechabdom after achamisa. It's still correct to be mechabdom even if after one's father is not alive anymore to be mechabed the father's wife. Just a gemara before Rashi, just by Rabbi. Rabbi he gave a tzavor to his children. He zoru bechvoid imchem. The gemara says that he told them be careful with the covered of your mother. Frank the gemara, what do you mean? Rabbi, sadereisa. Why does he have to say that to them? So the answer the Gemara, because it was a Rebbe's wife, and and he, but it was not the mother of his children. Their mother was not alive anymore, and he married again, and so it was, she was like a stepmother, but as a father's wife. So he told them to be careful. Yizor b'chved imcha means b'chved of your stepmother, and he was on the way to be nifta. He was just on the way. So why was pshat? So you see from there that even after misa sa'av, there's a mitzvah to mechaved the father's wife or the mother's husband, even though your father, the father of the mother, is not alive anymore. So this is mechaved. So this is straight from the Gemara. So he says mekavokim dovahogun lechavdom af la'achamisa. It's correct to mechaved them even la'achamisa. Yeah, from where that from? Where do you get that from? Rabbi Chosin Shlomo Shlitin Shlosim Makar. Where Rabbi got it from? Aber weißt du, it's still Shaychus. Yeah, so it's still a covet. But I did see Chogzin's bringing because the Niftorim feel and know what's going on of their world. The Shita Gemara Mufugashes, and if people who are close in the family and not mechabed each other, they get takum stuff from it. So there's even that thing of mechabdoi of the father of the mother. Afil lachamisa. Let's get to home. It's a zoi. Do not have shayla zoi. Obviously, this is a very big shayla, which is well, can spend a long, long time talking about it because it's a big problem. A big shayla. And the shayla is a zoi. The shayla is the mitzvah of kibbud. Kibbud sheitan shuchnor sif hei. What's kibbud? Sorry, Siv Dalet, Beka. Ezu kibbut, machiloi, mashkeyu, malbish, umechase, machnes umoitzi. To provide for one's parents, to provide for their needs. So, l'chore, in Shulchan Aruch Paskin, kibbut av, and we mentioned that already right at the beginning, a kibbut av is to see to one's parents' needs, what they need for themselves. Whether it's physical or not physical, something they need for themselves. So the kibbud is to provide them with that. What's about if a parent says to a child to do something which is not, where there's no direct benefit for the parent? Either it's more for the child's benefit or some. Yep. Ma'adin. Is that the mitzvah of kibbud av v'aim or not? That question encompasses a lot of shaylos. The moshul, a parent writes a will, and writes in the will, I want this for that, and this for that, and says, stammer shtar will, which got no legal koyach, and nothing koyach ha-toyrah either. No, the fact that tatar geheisen, the mama geheisen. Is there a mitzvah of kibbud av v'aim to do what the parent says has asked you to do? Even though...
More like Moira.
It's not Moira. It can't be Moira anymore because Moira says the word of. It's not says the word of. You don't do it because it's not. He's not alive. So it's not. It's not like a chisson of Moira.
When they're alive,
then
it is.
I'm talking about the Achamisa. Or even alive. They ask you to do something which is not something for them. Something for you. Le Moshul. Let's come back to the Moshul we spoke about. I think last week. You got the Remor. The Remor says. What happens if a Talmud wants to go and learn in a different city, where he thinks, at least, even if he only thinks he'd be more matzliach in that yeshiva than here, he doesn't have to listen to his father. And then the Rambam says, v'chein, if a father objects to a son from marrying somebody who he wants to marry, ein sort l'shmei la elav, he doesn't have to listen to the father. So what should they do? These are matters which are not negair to the father. It's the son's prerogative to learn. It's his chiv to learn. He wants to go where he learns best, so he can go. He wants to marry the person he feels is the most suitable person for him, or a daughter the same, for the chosen. So they got to look at, the parents have no say in that. Is that correct? Or is it here, only here, because here it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Or to get married is a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is to marry somebody who feels suitable. You can't go marry somebody you don't feel suitable. So maybe that's because of Kima mitzvah. But the dik there would be the opposite. Therefore, if it was not a mitzvah, Asher Taki, you've got to listen to your father, even though it's got nothing to do with him. In terms of his own physical needs and so on. We learned from the soap, this Mechava, this Rimon. So Be'emus, this is again a Marik, a different Marik. Yeah, the Marik says this. If you look in the Marik in Aveinik, he brings about four different reasons. Why? Favos. Yeah. So he says, one time is because it's a Tzorich Mitzvah. So from that to Duyuk, if it's not a Tzorich Mitzvah, for something which is not Tzorich Mitzvah, some developed around something else, you've got to listen. You only don't have to listen here because you've got your mitzvah to Mekayim, you've got your Talmud Torah to Mekayim, you've got your mitzvah of Nisuin to Mekayim. Of if not, Dafra Heron. Of there's lots of other reasons there. And one of the reasons Marik says, what he just said now, that the chiyuv to listen to a parent is only something which is a get to a parent's well being. Machileu, Mashkeu, Machaseu, Moitsio, Machnisoi. Of something which got to do with the son, children, not the parent, the parent is not going to listen at all. If you get tsar, Efsha is worse. Yep, yeah. Dragging him now. Of a son of the else kibbutz, Efsha nisht. So what's very interesting here is that the Ramor brings this din, v'chein im o'av moicha beben liso ezer isho shirach mitzvah. If a father objects to the son marrying a person who he wants to marry, ain't so chishmeel av, he doesn't have to listen, full stop. He doesn't bring any of the reasons America brings. America brings four reasons, I think. Four reasons. He doesn't bring any of the reasons. He doesn't say because of the mitzvah. The fact that the Rambam doesn't say that is because of the mitzvah is mashma that he's paskens like the other reason. The reason is because it's not their geschäft. It's not negative to them. Although it should have said, because it's their mitzvah. They should be mdaik from there, or about anything else. You do have to listen to your parents. If you look in Biragro is very, very stark. When the Chofetz Chaim was written do a mishavu of Yeridah, and that's if all gezukt zichem passes as they are with the gun as they go in kedakoi, and this is mashmos from the Rama like we just said that avada it's not their geschäft because it's not going to get to them, and therefore the son the child can do what they want. So because here the Biragro brings the other reasons of the Marik, he brings the reason of mitzvah, and then he brings the other reasons, and he says, Avada, the halacha is, Tam is because it's not to do, nothing to do with the parents, not for their Torah. Ah, you're going to ask me, if Zokta Go on the Brink, I'm going to ask you, state, a father says to a son, go to Vesakvos. He says to the son's a coin, go to Vesakvos, be Matam yourself to Vesakvos. Zokta, so what's that got to do with, what's that got to do with the father? So, where you telling him to go through the Visakoros to get Peiris that he needs for the father. Each case there, which states, don't be Machzer in Aveda. That's some of the Velter, don't be Machzer in Aveda. How can the father say to some of the Machzer in Aveda? If it's to do with the father, because during that time I need you to do me a service. So it's always when, all those cases in the Gemara are where there's a bittle of the needs of the parents. Of the parent, if the son does this other job, if he goes and is machzer aveda, or he doesn't go to the beis hakavos to tell himself, the parent will be able to get the food they want, or he'll be busy with that, and he won't be able to serve his father or his mother. Aber lulezois, if it's star if a father wants something, this is pushit that he doesn't have to listen because it's nothing with the father or the mother. As I held the gon says it im gechazdov zweimal dreimal in likutim here. And it's machia pushet. Aber sagoy machlekes. Stressung. I don't know about the aber. Also ich stehe in Schuchnoch. Das machmos in Schuchnoch ist. Also showed you. Machmos in Schuchnoch. And it's machmos fin. It's the machabe and the ramol and the gom. And often plus in Schuchnoch nobody says verkehrt. Dacht sich mehr. I'm saying dacht sich because gom is two chus macham. And this stuff in Zeit mehr ein sein because. Da wissen klar, was he's saying, to understand what he's saying. He has though at the end of El Yezute, he's doing a kivege, doing a name, so titzach do a grois balagam. Es ist ja schade. Man darf wissen, dass es schwere Schale ist, aber man darf reingehen in dem. Each person, because the last child is presented this kind of situation, da fängt man schade, what to do. Each case is different, and the fear of Matthias, the halacha will be different. Es ist doch wissen, das ist das one big child, there's no time, man muss talk about. Man darf schon zwei Schulter zu reden wegen dem. Ich less, man darf was. Aber ich hoffe, 5, 3 minutes isn't for that. Ich versuche noch eine Sache, wieder so. Steht früher im Chava, steht, if a father tells a son or daughter to be over and over to her own mother, be Mrs. Sasei, be Mrs. Lai Sasei, after the Mrs. Shadivreem, the Ishmalei. After the Mrs. Shadivreem, you shouldn't listen to them. There's, nowadays, it's still one of the big shaylas many Bukhim have, and it's a Duryidua, many Bukhim have a fight with their parents whether to shave or not shave. Yeah? It's not Nishvilhain, it's a alte Shaila. It goes back a long time. We have to wissen, in Amulige Zeiten, before the war, in little Yeshivas, Bukhim shaved. But they shaved with a hand clipper. Yes, with a hand clipper, there was no Shailas in Hilchus Gilua Chazokum. But when it came to electric machines became much more of a shayla. Even then, there were some machines which were allowed because they were bad quality machines. They didn't shave properly. They didn't give a smooth shave. So it's going to shikla heta. It all depends on the mission in Nozir, how much hair has got to be left, so that it shouldn't be called having mashas dezokum. Mizmekil, sash chidish, mizmekil now derisa to the least chum of the kashita, there's got to be at least a bit, you can feel it. Sure. But Heinz machines, they all give a smooth shape, even if you take out the blade and the sort of stuff, it gives very, very smooth shape. Yeah, I think from Reb Reuven Feinstein, he said B'Shem, his father, Moshe, as a Heinz shaver, his father would never be making. But I saw from Reb Yashiv Zucht, it's not shaykh with a shaver to shave without cutting at least two hairs somewhat to the skin, so that's a derisa. And it's issu which a person does every day. So, it's be'em, so we're going to do Chesitzchok in Likutim. Likutim chooses on Chesitzchok. He brings... he says Lost my marimukim here. He brings there's a ran, a famous ran in Yuma. The ran zogt, if a person is over, a person is over two isurim derabonon is worse than one deraisa. Sheval tase. So a person's over issa, even issa al pikabola, he says. Even issa al pikabola, a person's over it more than once, so it's worse than issa derabola. I bring Christ with him. Al pikabola, sir. Al pikabola, it's like an issa derabola. So zukta, so the mushta shave. So even without the shal of gilur chazukun, it's a chashayla whether one's allowed to shave the beard bechlal, or to even to cut a bit. And the yeah, and the rich mitzvah again in them. So I like a chuv in Tzemach Tzedek again in them. So a goes to shayla. But nowadays, when there's a shayla of adereisa, so what do bochim do? When the bochim shave, they use the
cream.
Either cream. When I was in yeshiva, I remember by Yaakov cream, you couldn't walk into the place Erev Shabbos. It smelled tefelach. But nobody dreamt of using a machine. I think I've told the Masav Shach. My cousin told me that. My cousin Rav David Duna, he was then in yeshiva in Panovich, going out a bucha who used a shaver. So we're in a kanoi in his room, and he pinched his shaver head. He took off the shaver, and then went to Rav Shach and asked him, am I going to give it back? Had Rav Shach gesucht, can you believe that by us in yeshiva, people use shaving machines? Oh, the master, you've got to give it back. He thought everybody uses shaving cream. So what some bochim use now is not shaving cream, they use the trimmer. Yeah, the trimmer. So there's always a bit left. So Aber min adin, zukt machsitz, zukt min adin, a bocha whose parents push him to shave, zukt mekha den, ich mach ich noch kurz listen. Ich mach kurz listen. Razon, but did you have over there? I think I've told you the story before, but actually not on Zogun. But did you have over there? I was in Bay Akiv. Yeah, Toshin Chavov. 50 years ago. Must be getting on. Yeah, so 50 years ago, yeah. So I was in Shiva Yaakov, and I didn't really have anything to shave, what you call shaving, but I say I was shaved. So, and I stopped. I stopped shaving. For various reasons. So, the Mashgiach Zichron Yerucha invited me to eat with him Friday night. Didn't tell me why, what, and you can imagine, you get invited by the Mashgiach to eat in his house Friday night, your stomach's churning the whole time, you don't know exactly what this is all about, what's going to come, noch im Benchen. So, I didn't have much appetite to gedenke, aber ich habe gegessen und gewünscht, and after benching, he brings a letter he got. He got a letter, letting me shave, and I stopped shaving. Yeshivas, when I shaved. So he gave me a letter to read. I read the letter, and I looked at him, he looked at me. He didn't say anything, and I didn't say anything. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So in the end, he didn't say anything. I said to him, no, what's the lachtum? And he said to me, Geh weiter. Just carry on. I was saying, I'm afraid to catch it. Interessant. Chavshan Yeshivas, they encourage Bochum, yes, to shave, not to shave. What again for the zoi? This is what he said to me. What again for the zoi? So to Favus, why was it in Yeshivas that Bochum were encouraged to shave? So the time was, not if you mention Zogun in Gaia, he said to me the reason was, a Boch was in Yeshiva. Many Bochum had to go out of Yeshiva after a certain amount of time and go and work. So to go to work in those places, and even here it was like that, imagine it was like that. I remember one of the Machsigdas butcher, at the time was a butcher from Stub, he was told, he had a beard, he was told, you better shave your beard, otherwise no customers will come in the shop. To have a beard was the biggest repellent for to be masiach in business and panosa. So a bochum in Litter, those places in Russia, in those days, if you would go out with a beard, he wouldn't get a job. So what would he do? He'd go out of yeshiva, had he grown a beard in yeshiva, he would shave his beard off, not to be able to get a job. So this is gefährlich. Better not to have a beard in the first place than to have a beard and shave it off. The fact to encourage that Bochum should shave. I'm telling you what the Mashgiach told me. Zukte, aber fadi abach nishmoyre, he said. What does that mean? Fadi abach nishmoyre, carry on. Well, that's what he said. Yeah, he was right, say twice. Aber al kaponim says, that's the Yisod. Those are the ganze time, that's what he said to me. So, the whole thing is, nish, say, she the Melech Amoin sent Shluchim dort, and the Melech Amoin, and the Melech Amoin took them and shaved off half the beard, and sent them back. So they couldn't go out in public. Because they were so embarrassed. Why was the problem? Shaved the other half. Use cream. Shaft. It's going to be zoin for Yid to go out without a beard. It's going to push up his own going. It's not going to be Yid to shave Mahalach. So this is a zach which is a stark zach, a kabbalah's Klal Yisrael. So it's a zach which a bochum maker then is not going to listen. But after Tzrif Neitzer, so it is. These are the kind of things which many bochum come across and others in other zachen oichet. So we have to know each case is a zach for sich allein. We have done sein, each case got to be looked at on its own merits and be decided according to Pialoch with the city. So this is bekitzer mamash, a bissel too quickly. Aber I think not gedeckt ikke ne kudus at least, but my eure ikke ne kudus. We doch zil gemoyer, the plenty hinds of nice for him. Every 2 months a new sefer comes out, it's kibbet of him, it's become the mess mitzvah of this last couple of years, das hachs for him. We darf lernen, darf wissen, soll me keim sein, so durch dem alle sech, sein mitzvah, the man, tarich und yumecha. So, alle arich is yumim, besholim, gesintheit. Thank you.